This is a CK to Z news update. At the start of the new year, Mary Lavelle stepped into the position of general manager at the Cortez Natural Food Co-op. The position had been vacant since last March, with the extra duties divided between two senior staff, Meg McDonald and Carly Mercero, who acted as interim store manager and interim deli manager, respectively. Lavelle is now officially taking the reins, having transitioned from her many years of managing Manson's Community Hall, as well as working at the Cortez Health Center. She said in an interview on Friday, January 21st,
"I'm at the end of my third week now, and still so much to learn. It's a multifaceted place, and there's the different departments, the deli, kitchen, store, bakery. There's a lot to take in, but so far so good. Staff is wonderful. Everyone's been very welcoming. Board is great. So just getting used to the day-to-day operations now. And I need to know a little bit of everyone's job, and that's the other thing. I'm used to doing most of the jobs at the hall, and there's much more delegation here. Things come in and I just move them to the right place."
Are you feeling good about the big change for you? Because you were at the hall and the clinic for
many years. Yeah, I've spent so many years patching together a variety of different jobs to make up full-time employment, and it feels really good to just be diving into one place that I can show up and put my energy into.
Are there any highlights for you so far?
It was an interesting start. The first week was our extreme weather week, so I got thrown into learning all of the systems very quickly. So our backup power system, coming in to put the generator on and all of that. It's a great way to learn because you just get in there and do the things with the direction of the staff and the folks who know how it goes. I learned a lot very quickly that week. And it's another funky Cortez building. No better way to learn than to be put right to the test.
Could you speak to what the co-op is looking forward to this year?
It may be somewhat early for that. My intention is to learn what is here first before making any drastic changes to things. I am hearing from the community that they would love to have the cafe back and the tables back inside, and it's complex. Looking at whether we can do that given our staffing and how things are going in this current wave of COVID, as that is a consideration. So what we are doing, which is quite exciting, is we're working on the back deck area, which was a porch and is now a sunroom. The wall has gone in, enclosing the entire space. Kenny's been in to put in the electric. Mark Lombard is coming in to close up the wall and insulate, and we'll have a heater in there. So probably first week of February is when the work will be done, and we'll actually have to close the space for that time. So little by little, we're working on a better situation to support local people to have a place to sit and gather and be a little warmer. And of course, we have our beautiful outside porch in the front that will continue, and people will gravitate back out there, I'm sure, as the weather improves. We have a bunch of friends and people who come and meet regularly, and it's an important part of their social life, and very much want to see that supported and very much want to see them warm and cozy by the second week of February, hopefully, and we'll see what we can dream up for the future.
She said she is very open to hearing what the co-op members would like to see in the future.
We'll continue to work on providing a great service and listening to what our members want from us. And of course, what people would like to see is a little bit more complex when it comes to putting it in place. But we're definitely open to all the suggestions that the community has for us and the different ways that we can continue offering the best food and the best service that we can to Cortez and support our staff, be a happy place. That's what we're looking forward to.
As far as suggestions from the community, I'm sure there's different ways that people can deliver them.
Definitely suggestions can come into my email, which is very simple. It's mary@cortezcoop.ca. Feel free to email in anything. We do have a suggestion box at the barista bar. You can always catch me when I'm here, and happy to have a word and listen to what people have to say. So definitely we are open to hearing, and there's lots of ways to get through.
The winter months are traditionally the slowest on an island that swells with tourist numbers in the summer.
This is the leanest time of year for the co-op. We're going into the hardest months financially now. So we do depend on local people supporting us and continuing to do their shopping here. That, of course, is a huge help to us. You can do things like putting money down on your account, which helps our cash flow and also helps with the fees that we pay. pay a lot out in fees for credit cards and debit cards, more for credit cards. So those are ways to support us. We do run with a pretty bare bones staff at this time of year. We do have two job openings. We're looking for both a bakery supervisor and a kitchen supervisor. Those job postings officially closed today. And if we don't fill those positions, then I will repost with an open date, I think. Those are the only positions currently available. So if you know anyone, those skills or capacities, then certainly direct them towards us. Love to have some local talent step forward and join our team. It is a great team. Our staff is quite stable at the moment. And then as we move into spring, we will increase our staff. And at that point, the postings will go out. We'll put them on Tideline and on our door and website and on Facebook and so on. So we'll do our best to get the word out to the community. People can, of course, contact me or send in a resume and their interest and what position they might be interested in. But for now, there aren't any openings at the store or the deli or other than those two supervisor positions.
The general manager position was previously held by Eric Hargrave for 9 years before he and family relocated to Lund last March.
Eric and his team did so much and got so many different projects off the ground that I'm walking into something where there's a lot of things already underway. So we will have new projects and new things to do, but really it's stepping into something that's been taken care of, loved by the past management.
CKTZ News asked Hargrave for a benediction of sorts to his successor, and he emailed the following, quote, "Keep it local. That's what the board did when they decided to hire Mary Lavelle as the new general manager at the co-op, and I couldn't be more excited. Because of all the hours I spent at the co-op, and despite all the hours I spent at the co-op, I love the people and the place beyond measure. I know it will be different the next time I walk through those doors, but now I don't have to worry that it will be different in the wrong way. Mary brings the poise, aptitude, and intelligence that the job requires, and she's true Cortez through and through. Along with a team of people already there, the best staff ever, believe me, the co-op will continue to improve in spite of the challenges that are sure to come." End quote.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.